So now, why is today the most important shiur of the year? Because today we're going to learn exactly how to make hamotzi and alchias matzah at the Seder, and why we do what we do exactly, and exactly how much matzah to eat and why. And I'm not kidding right now. And in 15 years, when you're running a Seder, you're going to know what to do. And you're going to feel happy that you understand it. Mitzvah Hashem. And your 11-year-old son's going to say, Abba, why are we doing this exactly? You'll be happy, ask you the question, and you'll sit down and warn him after the Seder's over, the whole Seder. Got it? And then what happens next? Correct. Send the email into the save box. That's exactly correct. So Shimmy, you're going to do it. I'll put it in my book 15 years from now. I'm waiting for that email. Guys, this is what life's all about. We're learning to eat, to understand, to know. I brought the matzahs to know what to do. And now, okay, let's go one step at a time. So we're up to the Mishnah Brura. We're up to the Shulchan Aruch. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch says at the Seder, you have to eat two kizesim. The Shulchan Aruch says, are you aware of that? At Hamotzi, two kizesim. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Where does it come from? Page 9. Where does it come from? It comes from the Rush. The Rush, this idea, the Gemara never says it, two kizesim. You learn the Be'er Halacha. What does Be'er Halacha say? We don't know where it comes from. No one else mentions it. The Gemara sounds like you only have to have one kizayis. But the Rush says two. Shulchan Aruch says it. We do what the Shulchan Aruch says. What is the svara for the Rush? The Mishnah Berurah quotes one shot. What's the pshat the Mishnah Berurah quotes? But why two kizesim? Keep on reading. Aval.
Aval. Posad amotzi halo kaimelan de amotzim varchin afilu apachon kizayit.
Ela mishum.
Yesh poskin shesovrim de varkat amotzi kai al hapusa uvarkat al achilat matzah kai al shlem.
That's the point. In other words, for the mitzvah of matzah, you have to eat a kizayis. So I want to eat a kizayis from the correct matzah. What's the correct matzah? The matzah which I had in mind when I said alachilas matzah. So which matzah do I have in mind when it's alachilas matzah? What's the answer to that question? What's the answer to that question? Safek. Most Rishonim say the prusa. Some Rishonim say the shlema, the top one. So what do I have to do? I have to eat a kizayis from the middle matzah and a kizayis from the top matzah because I want to make sure to get a kizayis from the matzah which I had in mind when I said the bracha of alachilas matzah. Is that clear? That's the Mishnah Berurah's reason. Is that clear to you? Yes or no? Whoa. We'll get there. Whoa. We'll get there. And that's going to be very important. We're going to have a psak today, which is a chiddush. It's not my own chiddush. And I asked Rav Nemitzal, just in case. And I almost never say chiddush. It's a very important psak. Those of you living in chutzpah, it's a very important psak. We'll get there. Wait one second. So far, we have that's the... Is there any question? That's the pashup shot of the Shulchan Aruch. You got it? Going left, you got it? I'm making two brachas. And alchilas matzah is the bracha for the mitzvah. So I want to eat the matzah that I had in mind for the mitzvah. So most Rishonim say the prusa is the mitzvah. But some say, we saw it inside, who quotes it? Who quotes that the ikar matzah is the matzah for the mitzvah is the shlema on top? Who quotes it? The Yeshomim in the Meiri. Remember that? Yeshomim lehefech? Yes or no, guys?
Yes.
Oh, so therefore, I want a kizayis from the top matzah as well. That's the pshat that we have so far. The Prichoder says that's a very nice pshat, but it can't be pshat in who? In the Rush. Why not? Because the Rush doesn't have a suffix. The Rush says you make hamotzi on the you make alchilas matzah on the prusa. So for us, that we know the other Rishonim, we know it's a machlokes, we know it's a suffix, so for us it makes sense. But for the Rush himself, that explanation doesn't make sense. The Rush does mention the suffix later. You with me on this? So for the Russian have a suffix. So there has to be a second, another reason. Yes.
Are we discussing now the timing you have to eat it? Or?
No, at the very end I'll get to that. That's an important detail. So take a look here at page 11. Page 11 is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is the most important Peirush. Make sure Mr. Raymond has... Mr. Oh, by the way, it's true, by the way. Everyone does love Raymond, by the way. It's true, by the way. And okay, it happens to be true. Baruch Hashem. So he, aside from the learning, he's a good guy as well. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So there you go. So page... the Magen Avraham is the most important Peirush on the Shulchan Aruch. Written less than a century, 1600s. The Magen Avraham... You have to learn it like you're learning Be'iyun. Rav Soloveitchik would give shir, opening up Shulchan Aruch Magen Avraham. And you'd read the Magen Avraham and explain every line. He quotes Gemaras. It's like learning it's like learning Be'iyun. That's what the Rav would do. Is that clear?
Yes.
Look inside. So the Ramah says, the middle of the page, the Ramah says, he says, look at the end of the Ramah. V'tzarich lite min arprusa v'kol echad kezayas. The Ramah says that when you make hamotzi, l'chadchil, give everyone a kezayas. This is halacha l'maisa. It's Shabbos. You have five people at your table. You're cutting the challah now. So you make hamotzi, you cut the challah. So you want to give out a little bit to every person. Wrong. You're supposed to cut a piece that's a kezayas big for every person. So when you give out the challah at the table on Shabbos, the Ramah says, and you're supposed to do this, give everyone a kezayas. There are different reasons why. One simple reason is you want to make sure everyone eats a kezayas so they can bench. One reason is there's a chumrah. Hamotzi covers all the other food at the table, right? That's only if you eat a kezayas. And it's better to eat the kezayas at the beginning. So I want to give you, it's a chumrah, so I want to give you a kezayas. So but the Ramah says to do that. Give everyone a kezayas. Not for now. So you want to give everyone a kezayas. Okay? A kezayas is half a slice of rye bread. It's very small. This is a kezayas. A regular slice of challah with a regular thickness this big is a kezayas. It's very small. But it means not a tiny. It means to give a kezayas. Half a slice of rye bread. That's what the kezayas book says. Look it up later. It's a very good book.
Big slices in the middle or the side slices?
Big of the middle slices of a rye bread. They say the half a slice of a middle slice of rye bread. That's what it said. That's what it said. Very skinny. I'm telling you. Okay, so I'm telling you, kezayas is not so big. A kezayas is not so big. But you're supposed to give it kezayas. Magen Avraham, inside, letter Zion. Look inside. Here we go, guys. We're going to start dancing. L'cholecha kezayas. L'chol ramashma. T'chiyuv hulecha kezayas. T'chiyuv tida kezayas. V'chein... Mashma, Reish, Simon, Tafayin, Hey. Ditzarek, Litkok, Blechol, Bezaisim, Kechad. Vulari, Sinogin, Kain. This is exciting. We're in the middle of Hilchos, Brachos, Betzias, Apas. What does the Magen Avraham refer to, Bachi? What does he refer to? What's Tafayin, Hey? Our Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham says... What's he saying? Explain to me in your own words, guys. This is the deepest point here. This is the Magen Avraham, in a subtle way, teaching us something very deep. What's the Magen Avraham saying? I want a paragraph. The Magen Avraham here, I'll give you a hint, is explaining the pshat in the Rush. He sure is. That's what he's doing. Now explain. What's happening here? Guys, was that a paragraph with the Rush's name in it? It sure was. I have one question. I want to know who Hoshana Bet Rebbe was. Okay, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. The jokes don't change. It's exactly right. Listen carefully. Listen. This is beautiful. The Magen Avraham is saying, why does the Rush say to have two kezayasim? You know why? One kezayas is the mitzvah of al chilas matzah on the prusa. The Rush didn't have a safek. Prusa. And the other kezayis is based on this din lichatchila, that a person should always eat a kezayis from the hamotzi. So the Magen Avraham is saying that we see from the Rush this idea that you're supposed, and Dechter is exactly right, that that Rush is hinting to this yesod of the Ramah. Dechter is exactly right that the Magen Avraham is saying that where did the Ramah find a hint to eat this kezayis for hamotzi from the Rush? So here's the Magen Avraham. I'm the Rush. I have two matzahs. The main matzah is which one? The top or the broken? What's the main matzah at Pesach? The Prusa is the matzah. Alchilas matzah on the Prusa. 90% of the Rishonim say that's the main matzah. The Rush says that's true. But there's also an inyan to the kezayis from the matzah of Hamotzi. When is there an inyan to the kezayis from the bracha of Hamotzi? Yeah, when?
Always.
There's always an inyan. So what to say there, eat two kezayisim. Eat a kezayis from the top matzah because of hamotzi, and a kezayis from the middle matzah because of the mitzvah. Everything I just said is in these six words. V'chein, mashma, resh, simon, tafayin, hey. Five words. Okay. That's very exciting. Now, often during the year, we don't do this. Do we always eat a kezayis from the hamotzi right away? We don't. We should, but we don't. So it's interesting. This next paragraph comes from Rav Kar Pilchos Chag B'Chag. It's interesting that this inyan that we should always do, and by the way, you should, by the way. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. When you make hamotzi on bread, lichad chila, you're supposed to eat the kezayis of the bread first, then everything else. That's the chumrah. Their ikar adin is eat a kezayis anytime during the meal. So let's say Bachi makes hamotzi, has a small piece of bread. Then he has soup. Then he has a salad. And then when the chicken comes, he takes a regular slice of bread and eats a kezayis, you know, with the bread. That's okay. And you can bench. Better than that is eat the kezayis of bread at the very beginning. This is all in the Mishnah Berurah. Beginning of the meal. That's what the Ramah says. Why? Number one, he might forget to eat the kezayis later. Then he can't bench. And number two, the Nor Behuda explains, I want the other foods to be covered by the hamotzi of the bread. So really, when you eat the bread in the middle of the meal, it covers everything. Even though you ate the soup before you ate a kezayis of bread, but still, the kezayis of bread is it's like a sine curve. You know, the bread's in the middle, everything else is covered. But it's better eat the kezayis before you eat anything else. Okay? That's better. And what's the chumrah on the chumrah? The Mishnah Berurah quotes. He says not to talk. That's not a chumrah. That's a din. That we'll get to later. Somebody asked. That's a din. Before you eat the kezayis. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a chumrah because we're afraid you're going to forget. Once you start talking, you know, the Mishnah Berurah quotes as a chumrah, when you make hamotzi, eat a kezayis of bread first before you do anything else. That way you're for sure not going to forget. Is that clear?
Right.
So again, the ikar adin is, Bachi has a style. Bachi likes to eat. He takes a small piece of bread, then he has his salad, then he has the soup, and he has his kezayis of bread with his chicken. That's how Bachi eats, which is okay. But better, eat a kezayis before anything else. Better, don't talk until you've had that kezayis. Half a slice of a middle slice of rye bread. Well, guys, we'll get there. We'll get to everything. Guys, this is the most boring show you're going to have in a long time. Tashkocha, you came today. You answered the question right. If you learn a lot of Gemara, guys, then you're going to know how to learn. There's just no two ways about it. Bread. Where is it? Breads. Here we go. Breads. Here we go. This is a kezayis. This picture. Yes, this is full size. That's the whole point of the book. The entire point of the book is it's full size unless he tells you it's not.
Where's thickness?
You can see the thickness. It's a regular slice of bread. Guys, that's a kezayis. It's not very much. But what it means, here's what it means. Here's what it means exactly. sometimes people are on a diet. They're on a low-carb diet. To go on a no-carb Atkins diet is unhealthy, and it's a bad idea. But to go on a moderate low-carb diet, 50 carbs at a meal, maybe 60 carbs at a meal, this works, and it's a good idea, and it's healthy. Let me finish the side point. It's a healthy way to lose weight and be healthy. I'm telling you, it's hard to do this. 60 carbs at a meal. My father-in-law did this. He lost 60 pounds completely normally healthy. His whole life has changed because he went to a normal, moderate, 60 carbs is two pieces of bread. In other words, it means I can have two rice cake sandwiches. Rice cakes are 7 carbs each, 28. I can have a granola bar, another 25, that's 53. And a fruit and a big salad, that's a nice lunch, no problem. Anyway, but that's not for now. So a girl takes this much bread, low-carb diet. And that's all she eats for the meal. No good. No good. She can't bench. And if you guys on Hilchos Tehillim, what else is, if you eat this much bread, what else is problematic? Anot Hilchos Tehillim was a bracha lebatala. You can't make Anot Hilchos Tehillim unless you eat a kazayas. You learned a kibetza. But the Gemara says kazayas, okay, but even kibetza better. So listen, so now, l'chachil, eat this first. So now, back here. So the Rosh says, eat two kazayas. Now, the Magen Avraham says, lo nogin kein, we don't do this normally. So Rav Karp explains a beautiful idea. You want to show chashivas to the bracha of hamotzi. So ideally, eat the kazayas right away. We don't always do it. But at the Seder, where you're dafka eating a kezias of matzah from the other piece, from the prusa, that's mamish, a what? A slap in the face to the
regular
to the shlema, to the motzi. Because I'm making a motzi, eating a full kezias from the prusa. So it shows, oh, and the shlema, eating a bite. No, that's what the Rosh is saying. Even if during the year we're not so makbid on this, but at the Seder, where you're going, you're rushing. Raymond, he keeps halacha. He's in a rush to eat the prusa, a full kezias. And the matzah hamotzi, no. So we discussed, that's why you cover the matzah. You don't have to be embarrassed. So, this is a beautiful pshat. At the Seder, where you're bedafka being makpid to eat a kezias from the prusa, this other rush says, eat a kezias from the shlema too. Got it? That's the pshat, that you have to add that on, because we're not always so machmir in this. Most people don't keep this chumrah. This is the other pshat. So now we have two pshatim in the rush. Now let's go to the next step. Here we go. Now, so we've had Bachi. We are now at Dechter Seder. Mr. Dechter, who makes hamotzi and nalkis matzah at the Seder? Do you make it also? Watch this. I'm making hamotzi. How much? Here we go. Let's go. That's why I brought it in today. Okay. Yachatz, you bake the middle matzah. I say hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Then I put this down. Alechilas matzah. Why did I do that? How come for hamotzi I'm holding all three? Lechem mishnah and some rishonim say this is the hamotzi too. So it's all there. Then I take it down. Why alechilas matzah on these two? Why? Because this is our main thing, and some say this, and also you need.
Also.
Mr. Dechter, how much your father made the two brachas? Mm-hmm. How much matzah do you get?
Not so much
from your father.
Not so much.
Okay, so this much. He got a small piece from the top, and a small piece from the middle.
Yeah.
Where did he get the rest from?
The box.
The box. Yeah. From the middle. Does that happen in your house? Yes. Yes or no?
Yes.
So now listen carefully. Does Moshe Dechter fulfill the chumrah of the rush, yes or no? I want a yes or no answer. I have a question. I told you what I did. I gave, guys, I'm enjoying this. This is very exciting. We're learning Torah at the highest levels now together. It's fabulous. Moshe Dechter gets a small piece from the top and a small piece from the middle. He takes the rest of his matzah from the set matzah in the middle. Is he fulfilling the rush? Yes or no? No is the right answer. He's not. He's not eating kazayas from the top and the middle. So somebody asked this, how do you fulfill this? What's the answer? The answer is no one fulfills it except for who? Except for the Baal HaBos who knows what he's doing, i.e. who came to shear today. As we're going to see. Watch this. I'll explain this in a few minutes. Watch this. I make hamotzi. So I make hamotzi on the things. I make hamotzi. Now for myself, I'll show this exact picture. I break off this much matzah. I'll show this in a minute. And this much matzah. This is my matzah. And then I give to all my kids and my wife a little from each one. Is that clear? That's what's happening. They're not doing the chumrah of the rush. You got it? They can't. Because I have from each one. Rav Willick says, this Shulchan Aruch proves that the Shulchan Aruch made the Sephardi matzahs. If you make the Sephardi thick matzahs, then you can. You give it a piece of, it's giving out cake. You give out a piece of, you know, you with me? It's like Lechem Mishnah. They make the left thick matzahs. So if you have thick matzahs, then it's possible. Okay? But the Tamani matzahs. So listen carefully. No one else is getting this Chumrah except for the Baal HaBayis. In some homes, I'm not telling you to don't change your customs. Rav Nevensol in his house gives every adult their own two matzahs in order to get this chumrah. I don't do that. That's not the minhag. So if you'd want, you're with me, and don't change your minhagim. We follow the normal minhagim here. But is that clear?
Yes.
Now, so no one else is keeping. Now look inside. Now what I just said now is here. Look, take out the sheets. This is the Kol Dodi Haggadah. The guys, the Kol Dodi Haggadah, paragraph 3. Mechubad to read paragraph 3, Wopo, who is now leaning left, the leader, 3.
Right or left?
Right, just go, the leader.
The leader then breaks both matzahs and eats a kazayas, an amount whose volume equals that of an olive from each of the top two matzahs, the whole one and the broken one. Why must a piece be eaten from each matzah? Mishnah Berurah attributes the requirement to a matter of uncertainty. Based upon the above-mentioned dispute about which of the matzahs the blessing Al-Hiyad matzah actually refers.
Magen Avraham,
however, writes that there is a requirement year-round to exercise the left loaf over which the blessing Hamotzi was made.
So those four sentences are the first 35 minutes of shir. Okay, you understand? Those four, that's shir. Okay, go on. According to the Gra.
According to the Gra, who holds that both blessings apply only to a broken piece of matzah, only one kazayas is necessary in the first place, and the kazayas is from the broken
matzah. Okay, leave that out for now. That's a very deep sentence, but we didn't learn enough to leave that out for now. Continue. Considering
the size of the matzahs, it would seem that only the leader can possibly have a kazayas for each one. And so the requirement being two kazayas is limited to him. The participants, however, need eat only one kazayas, and that kazayas may be composed of pieces from more than one matzah if necessary.
So far, so good. Got it? I'm keeping the chumrah, and my kids aren't.
Bro, can you show us a sign of the kazayas?
Now it gets exciting. Very exciting. You'll see in a minute. That's the next topic. Okay, now. How big is a kazayas? So we had this shear already. We had this year, and that's why I gave you guys the Mishnah Berurah to do. You did the Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah.
We had this year. A kizayas, we assume, is half a kibetza, the volume of an egg. The books did the measurements. There's a volume of an egg. Okay. We're going to assume for now, like Ralph Bodner, and like the kizayas book, that a kizayas is here. Take this picture. Is it? Does it look difficult to eat this amount of matzah in 2 or 3 minutes?
No.
It is not difficult.
Whoa!
You ask again. Encroachment. You ask again. Encroachment. This is a kazayas. 3 minutes. Now, 2/3 of the stringent view. It's around 7x2. Yeah, oh, here. Imagine this is filled in. Imagine this is filled in. This is kimat. The size of a kazayas in Rav Bodner's book. Now watch this.
So,
give me a second. By dinim de rabbanan de mishnah berurah. Now it's like this. The tzlach says no. Again, let's say this is the volume of an egg. What's half of this? Kazayas. What does the tzlach say? The tzlach says our eggs are smaller. How big was the egg bisman chazal? What is this was the egg. So therefore, how big is a kazayas? This is a kazayas. Got it? So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? The Mishnah says, by dinim derabanan we're mekil, by dinim deraisa we're machmir. By dinim derabanan we're mekil, dinim deraisa we're machmir. Yes or no?
Yes.
Here's the picture. 7x4 is the shear deraisa for Rav Badner and Rav Eider. This is the deraisa. 7x2 is the derabanan. So this is a double is deraisa. One is the Rabbanan, 7x2. I'll do a Moshe and Rav David later. So now, Mr. Nebazny, you're at the Seder. It's the first night. How much matzah do you have to eat at the Seder? 7x4. This amount. So you get from your father two pieces. What are these? One from the top, one from the middle. The rest of it you take from the middle. You measure out 7x4. No.
Whoa.
You're not doing the Chumrah. You can't do the Chumrah. Why you make that? We just read it. You can't do the Chumrah. Whoa. No.
So only the
Baal. Wait. We'll get there. I'm going step by step. So you're at the table. You can't do the Chumrah. So drop this two Kazasim business. Drop it.
Yeah, 7x2 and 7x2.
That's me. We'll get there in a second. Wait. You're not doing it. Do you understand why you're not doing it? You're getting this much from each one.
Right, from the middle.
And so from the middle, you take 7x4 to get the deraisa.
The middle's smaller, though.
No, not... What do you mean by the word middle? The middle, he meant the middle. He meant the matzah in the middle. That's what he meant, the matzah in the middle.
I meant the
middle
on the side.
Oh, pardon me. Okay, so, so for the middle for us, but in the Dekter house, they keep it on the side. So it's on the side. Good. It's on the side. Listen. Is that clear? You got it or not? So, Nebazna, you're at your Seder. You get this from your father. Then you take this picture, you measure out, you have hand matzah, right? So you measure out how much is 7x4, shmur matzah, and that's what you do. That's very nice. But you don't need to think about the two kizesim of the rush. You can't do it. So what do I do? And this is what you're going to do when you're older. I don't want to start crying now. And your kids are going to watch you. And they're going to say, Abba, I noticed you were being very careful when you broke the matzahs, like my kids asked me. One year I started crying at the Seder. Right? Well, I did. I started crying. What are you doing? So I explained to them what I was doing. And it's because they were holding. They understood. So I make hamotzi. So I do as follows. I break off 7x2 from the top. 7x2 from the bottom. That's mine. So I eat my 7x4, which is the deraisa. Now watch this. The Rush's din is a chumrah. Regarding the Rush's din, I don't need to eat 2 times 7x4. This is the most important paragraph of the shir. I don't need to take two measurements to araisa, because the whole need for two kazesim, how would you define it? The need for two kazesim, deraisa, derbanan, or chumrah? Chumrah, at best a chumrah. It's at most a rabbanon. So regard, they call it a chumrah, they call it a hidur. So regarding the Rush's chumrah, I'm allowed to rely on which shear of kazayas?
The smaller shear,
7x2. So I take 7x2 from the top and 7x2 from the middle. And together I get my deraisa. So I'm eating the same amount of matzah as you. 7x4 deraisa, but I'm getting the chumrah of the rush by having the dafka half from each, and that's what I do. Is that clear? So very nice. Watch this. You're at the second Seder. The second Seder, the mitzvah is deraisa derabanan. Derabanan. So this is it. What I'm going to say now is a big chiddush halacha l'maisa. Let me finish. Rav David says it. Then Rav Nevin says, I asked him yesterday. The shear is how much matzah? 7x2. So that's it. Eat 7x2. You're saying, but two kazesim of the rush. More than that. You don't do it. You don't get the two kazesim of the rush. No. I'm talking everyone else at the table. You get this much matzah. You're not doing the chumrah of the rush. So halacha lemaisa, I'm giving you a psak now. halacha l'maisa, at the second Seder, everyone else at the table is allowed to eat 7 by 2. It's the second day, the whole din's derabanan. You're not keeping the grushes chumer anyway. The father, if he knows what he's doing, should keep the chumer. Let me just, what I just said now, look inside. Oh, here, number 11. Since eating matzah on the second night is not a mitzvah of biblical status, we can be lenient. But you must eat 1.4 to fulfill the preferred amount of 2 kizasim. But if you're not doing the 2 kizasim,
we need 7.2.
Then 7 by 2 is enough. So guys, so this is very exciting. If you put it all together, and you understand why we eat such a big piece of matzah, and you understand why the Rush says what he says, and you understand that no one else is keeping the chumrah, and I tell this to my family, they ask me, I like to say coolers once in a while, so my mother doesn't think I'm always being machmir. So the second night of the Seder, everyone else can have a smaller shear. The person making hamotzi should try to keep the rush's chumrah. Now let me just, I've been assuming 7 by 4, 7 by 2. You should know that Rav David Feinstein holds that the Araisa 7 by 6 and the Derabanan 7 by 4. That's Rav David Feinstein's shita. In other words, the numbers are bigger, so that's why on this sheet there are two columns. The left column is the Kol Dodi Haggadah. He says this is the Deraisa shear, and this is the Derabanan shear. So the mats in America have these mats, the red, blue, yellow mats. The mats follow the Machmir shear of Rav David, but I quote the other shear also to show you Rav Bodner and the Kazayas book and Rav Eider. You're allowed to follow the smallest shear. Either way is acceptable. So me, I don't know. You're allowed to follow the small shear. I happen to like matzah. I'm machmir if it's a big shear. So what I actually do is I end up taking like 7 by 3 from each, a total of 7 by 6. And that's how I get. That's what I do. The rest of my kids get a small piece. In my family, what I do is my kids that like matzah, I encourage them to eat the bigger shear. I have kids who don't like matzah, I want to do the mitzvah, so that they do the smaller shear. But here's the key. Shimi made a comment earlier that sounded correct. He said, eat double kazeis. No posek says that you have to eat a double shear de araisa. That let's say you follow Rav David. That would mean, at the first matzah, you would have to eat this much matzah for Achilas matzah. No one says that, because the double shear is only a chumrah. It's only a chumrah. It's not even derabanan. They call it a hidur. It's a chumrah. The Mishnah says he's not even sure it makes sense. The Chazon Ish says mikra din, we don't accept it. It's only a big chumrah. Most Rishonim don't even say it. So I gave this shear to my parents shul, and I said this, and there was a guy there, a learned guy. He said, no, I eat this much, and we had a real argument. I think he was wrong. I said, no one says that. I said, it's nice to eat so much matzah. But you don't have to eat this much matzah at the Seder in 2 minutes. No one does that. You don't have to. The most you have to eat is this much. The most, 7 by 6. Most say 7 by 4 is enough. And this 7 by 4, what I do is 7 by 2 from the top and 7 by 2 from the middle. And you know, that's what the head of the household would do.
7 by 2, 7 by 2.
2, which gets...
Which, 7 by 3, 7 by 2.
Right, to get to 7 by 6, and that's if we understand how the whole how it all fits together. One second, it's very very and again, by mitzvahs deraisa we're machmir, by mitzvahs derabanan we're mekil. Now, yeah, mitzvahs derabanan we're mekil. Now, kedeachilas pras by a din, and what's the nafkimina? So it comes out like this: to get the mitzvah deraisa, you have to eat a lot of matzah, and if you sort of get the two mini kizasim add up to the one big kizayas. The second night, when it's all derabanan, the head of the household, I don't keep a second seder. I only fake it because I'm Israeli now. But the head of the household should keep this chumrah of eating two small kizasim to get to the rush. But everyone else doesn't have to, as Rav David says, as Rav Nevin Saul says. So you at the rest of the table can eat from your father these two little pieces, top and middle, eat 7 by 2, and you're good to go. If you like, if you want to be machmir, eat 7 by 4, because Rav David holds that the drabbanon shear is 7 by 4.
Should you give out the matzah same as challah? Like you cut like a piece, take a bite, then give your wife, and then give your kids, and then eat your shear? Or how should you do it?
Next topic. Give me that next topic. I'll tell you what people do, which is okay. I'll tell you what I do. Yeah.
For the mitzvah of motzi matzah, am I allowed to put chocolate spread on the matzah?
No. Because the matzah, you're supposed to eat pure matzah. You're not supposed to affect the taste. Even salt is a question. We don't do salt. No. The first kazayas. Salt some people do. The first kazayas, don't put anything on. After first kazayas, you can. Also, like at the in the sukkah, there's a discussion putting the honey the first night. Yeah. Yes.
What about shmura? What's the size?
The hand?
I know.
Guys, now if you like math, this is the best page in the book. If you like math, he gives you the exact conversion method. You see, machine matz has a uniform thickness. Hand matz has different thicknesses. He tells you how to convert the 7 by 4 of a machine matzah to the same thing by hand matzah based on thin, medium, and thick. It's very close. So if you like math, what I do is if the hand matzah looks very thin, I add a little.
It doesn't break though.
I add a little. If you like math, it's a fascinating 2 pages there. Very fascinating. And how do you know if the hand matzah is thin, thick, or medium? But how many in a pound? If it's 12 in a pound, that's heavy. 14 in a pound, that's medium. 16 is thin. They know what they're doing here. Now. So Neshimi asked, how do you give out the matzah? So it's like this. So here's what you do is you make the brachas. Then, quickly, you give it out to everyone. So then, the standard way is, this is the standard way. I would take a tiny bite for myself, tiny amount, because I made the brachas, and we learned, eat a little yourself first. Then I give it to everyone quickly. Then we all start eating. Okay? That's what people do. That's what people should do. Okay? I got a big seder, so it takes me maybe 10 seconds to pass. I break it up quickly. I practice Erev Pesach. That was a joke. And I can pass it quickly, everyone, okay, and then I start eating. Now, how do you get these measurements? So what my family's done is, some of you have the mats. We make our own mats. We take cardboard with the tinfoil on them, 7 by 2 inches, 7 by 4, 7 by 6, and everyone takes their little measuring thing, takes their hand matzah from the middle, and they measure out 7 by 4, 7 by 2, and that's what everyone does. You got it? How long does it take to measure it out? 5 seconds. So theoretically, from the time I finish the brachas till you start eating, it should be 15 seconds. It's nothing. Am I being clear? How it was supposed to happen? Okay, so I have a big family, Baruch Hashem, and my son says, like this. Now you're not supposed to talk. We're going to learn. You're not supposed to talk until after Korech. So my kids are saying, is that enough? How much? Like this. Everything. Is that going on in your families or not?
We talk.
Okay. So he's like, buy the book. But next year, buy the book. It's a good investment. You're not supposed to talk. You for sure shouldn't talk about anything else. About the mitzvah, you can talk. If you need to, you can talk about the mitzvah. Like, is this enough? But you're not supposed to talk. So what happened to me was, I wasn't able to do my mitzvah, because I'm doing my mitzvah, and my kids are all wanting to know, is it enough? Is it enough? They're measuring, and they want to know, is it this one? Is it this one? You know, are you with me? So I measure it. So now I have a new thing. I measure ahead of time. I prepare little plastic bags of hand shmura, and I measure it out 7 by 4, and my kids that I know eat a lot of matzah, I give more. The kids who, my daughter says, I can't handle the matzah, I give her a smaller, I give her just barely enough. So I prepare with their name tags and with their names inside. So I make hamotzi. I give them these matzahs before I start my brachas. They have it next to them on the side, in the Dexter house, on the second outside. I make hamotzi. Yeah, and then boom, they're ready to go. And then I make a motzi, and I'm ready to eat my matzah. And we're way ahead of the game. So it's all measured out already. And then I do it for Maror. See, Maror. Wait, slow down. Is that clear what I do? So for the average person, take a small bite for yourself just to get started. Then give it out quickly, and then get your kazayas and k'deachilas pras. And you shouldn't be talking then. You shouldn't be talking then. Again, about the mitzvah you can if you need to, but not about anything else. Not about anything else. Maror. Maror, the book just gives you Maror here. How what's a kazayis of Maror? Let me show you some. Here. They tell you. This is 3/5 of a kazayis of Maror.
Previous days had it.
What, the whole page?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Now, this is a kazayis. Now. It's like, oh, it's a huge amount. Like, it's like 7 by 9 inches. It's a huge amount. Wait a second. But that's when you flatten it out. See, what people do is they take the mat. The mat says 8 by 10 is lettuce. They take lettuce and they put it on and until it's like, and have like, they have like, you know, like a gargantuan salad for maror. It means if it's flattened out, it's basically one piece. It's barely one. If you flatten out the maror, one nice piece of romaine lettuce kimat fits the whole page. Am I being clear? So what people do is, so I do the maror now too for my family. I do the maror also because they're eating so much lettuce. Abba, I can't do it. And then but when it comes to korech, they can't eat the korech because they've eaten too much. And this is not so much. If two of these, so I also do the maror now. Same, I make a little bag. I flatten it out all the way. So therefore, it's this much. It's not like a whole salad. Am I being clear? It's not so much. You buy romaine, you clean the romaine lettuce. You have a big bowl of romaine lettuce. I have a mat. It says, I think, 8 by 10. Or take this picture. I take a piece of lettuce, and I flatten it out, and it's almost full. I take another two little pieces, put it, boom. That goes in a bag with the kid's name on it. And then it goes much faster. And most people, this is my opinion, people that aren't halachic, so they eat whatever they eat. And most people are halachic, eat much more than they need to by the maror, much more, because they start putting the lettuce on top. You have to flatten it out. You know somebody flattening it out?
Yeah, make it one whole piece.
And it's not so much. It's not so much. Okay. Is that any questions? Any questions? Guys, we said a lot of today. We understand the rush and the Shulchan Aruch, the chumrah, why he does it. We understand for that chumrah, you don't need a double shear d'oraisa. You don't need it. You only need a d'oraisa for a real d'oraisa. You only need the big shear for real d'oraisa. You have to eat that much matzah at the Seder. The chumrah of the double kazesim is a d'rabanan chumrah. It's a hidur chumrah at most. And that's why the natural doing a full d'oraisa equals the double chumrah d'rabanan, the double kazesim chumrah d'rabanan. We saw in Rav David and from Rav Nevin Saul that only the Baal HaBayis is able to fulfill the chumrah of the rush, unless everyone has their own matzahs. You don't have to change your custom. If you have it, have it. If not, not. And what's the nafkamina? At the second Seder, where you only have to eat 7 by 2 anyway, or 7 by 4, and no one else is keeping the chumrah, so I'm giving you a massive kula now. At the second Seder, everyone at the table is allowed to eat lichat chila, the smaller shear of matzah, the derabanan shear, 7 by 2, or the mats, follower of David, 7 by 4. Who has to keep the chumrah? Maybe the Baal HaBayis, if he knows what he's doing, should keep this chumrah. No, because Rav David holds 7 by 6 is derabanan, 7 by 4 is derabanan. Okay. 7 by 4, but he also agrees you don't need double of this. See, Rav David, you have to read his book carefully. He holds this deraisa. He holds there's regular derabanan and mekel derabanan. He has 3 levels based on the Mishnah Berurah, not 2. So it comes out you don't need 7 by 8. You with me? Even with him, if you like, even with him Rav David, read it carefully. 7 by 6 gets you the double chumrah of derabanan, but a pure derabanan is 7 by 4. Yeah.